This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:46, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday morning. That's when we help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Before we go to Mark, you can always listen to anything that we do after it happens, either by downloading the Odyssey app using the rewind feature for 24 hours, or just going to WWL.com and clicking on my name or Newell's name or Scooter, whomever, Sports Talk, and you can listen to whatever we did. And I say that because yesterday we had the credit guru on, John Alzheimer, who formerly worked with FICO and Equifax, and he was talking about credit ratings and reports and the differences in this and that and what can help, what can hurt. And Mark Rosa was listening. I tell you that because you can go back and listen, not now, but after Mark's on, and you can see what some of the stuff that Mark's referring to is. And if you can also access jeffersonfinancial.org safely on your computer, you'll find in the middle of the page, manage your money and plans for your future with our financial calculators. You click on that, you'll find four tabs, and then from there, 90-something calculators that you can use absolutely free. With all of that said, let's welcome in Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, sir. Happy Friday to you.
I bet you're liking the day. I bet you're liking today with that weather.
What I heard was you got the heater on, so let's pause for a second. You could go turn that off.
Well, I had to put it on because I had the door wide open for Teddy to come in and out as he pleased, the dog.
So it was getting chilly.
It was getting a little. I had more outside inside than I had inside outside, if that makes sense. Anyway,
I get it.
Tell me what you want to talk about with credit.
Well, Tommy, John is such a bastion of information about credit reports, and I even learned stuff. Being in the business 40 years, you could always learn something. Because the credit report process has evolved over time, and things have obviously improved with technology. But you know what? And for people to understand what's on their credit report and seeing it from like a banker's standpoint, but it's not just the bankers. And I'm going to go over that this morning. So it's a list of your credit. It's how you managed your money, and that's what the report is, and it comes with that score. He explains it very capably, but. It's, a number, a three-digit number. Somebody pulls your credit report. And what happens with the internal calculation is the credit report is under, it's like government guidance. It's got to be, the sexy way to describe that, it's got to be empirically derived and statistically sound. And then it's got to be validated periodically so that the statistical process that they're using, the highly mathematical process that they're using, is producing scores that are indicative of how people manage their money. And the scores from 850 down to 300, 850 being the higher number but the higher credit. And it's so within that, a lender or a user of a credit report or even somebody pulling their own credit report, whatever comes out on the score is what your credit score is. And I'm not to know as a lender, I'm not to know what the formula is that defines a score. So that's protected. So somebody couldn't try to manipulate the credit that you have to produce maybe a higher score than you should otherwise have. So that's where that empirically derived comes from. They have to construct that to keep it as consistent as they can, because so many decisions are made from a person's credit report. So it's when a lender, speaking from a banker's vernacular, okay, I pull a credit report, somebody comes in and applies for a loan. Well, that's one of the primary tools that are used.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
For the institution to address credit risk and risk management, because the government got into this around the early 2000s. I've been in banking since 85, and back then it was kind of, well, you know, you really don't have to pull a credit report on people. That's the institution's ability. Well, I know this guy. I've known him for years. It was more the handshake type of environment, and I didn't have to pull a bureau all the time. Okay, the government steps in around early 2000 saying we're going to risk-based exams. What does that mean? That means when they come in to examine the institution, like they do pretty much every 12 to 18 months, and they want to have a conversation with the management and say, okay, give me a list. Tell me how you're managing, fill in the blank. How are you managing credit risk? What due diligence do you perform to ensure that the portfolio, the lending portfolio, is healthy? And so, okay, we pull a bureau. Well, that's right at the top of the scale. Okay, you pull a bureau and you're looking at it, you're looking at what the score is. What policies do you have to address who are you loaning to? So for some of what I'm understanding of the big box banks, let's say I'm picking on Capital One, and I'm just using that as an example. They might have a policy. It's like, well, we loan over a large area, and we're a fairly big institution. So you know what our policy says? Any A or B credit we will loan to, and any of the credit grades below that, we have a policy that we won't extend credit to them. That is their way of managing risk. Credit risk and loaning to people that have particular scores. Our policy, Jefferson Financial's policy, is that we'll look at every credit score. So we could loan on e-credit, maybe with some help within the application, meaning somebody might co-sign for somebody, or they use a certain amount of collateral, or something else that might be mitigating the risk there. But that's what goes on the other side of the credit report. And what when John says, you know, there's annual creditreport.com, I was looking at my own computer this morning, you're getting ready, and I last pulled my credit report in 2020 because I was refinancing my house at the time. So the house has since been sold. But I was checking my credit. I didn't want anything to bleed over. I wanted from maybe an error that was reported on my report, or just any. I want to check my own credit before I go applying for credit or getting into a transaction with a financial institution. And that's probably at the top of my list this morning to say, everybody, it's free. And let me say, the annualcreditreport.com is the only site where the government is supportive of that site, and it's free and open to the public, and you could see what your credit report is before anyone else can see it. So the ingredients on there is going to determine whether somebody extends you credit or what kind of credit can be extended towards you. So if you've got, credit card, you've got the smattering, you've got credit cards, and I've financed a couple of cars before, I financed a couple of houses before, your score should reflect that. It will probably be high. If you were paying on time and being consistent with how the loan was put together, that's where a high credit score will come from. And the likelihood of somebody lending you money or extending credit to you beyond what you currently have in history than is high. So you have people at, you know, I've seen a lot of A paper credit reports. Somebody walks in, it's like, you know, what kind of car can I buy? And it's like, well, you know, your credit report is so stellar. You pretty much have carte blanche. You could buy just about anything you want. And with some other things pending, like your debt ratio and some other ratios that I have to do as a lender, getting back to that risk-based exam to make sure I'm doing due diligence, and I'm loaning the institution's money out, so there are things that I have to do to put a fence around it. So if somebody's really they're managing their money properly, even if their debt ratio is a little higher than normal, all that's got to be addressed in the institution's policies, and you could make loans in that type of environment. But if you pull in a credit report, it's like somebody who's really struggling, they've really been having a hard time, and they're, you know, they got a new cell phone 2 months ago and they're already a month late. That's not going to bode well. First of all, your credit score is going to reflect that. It's going to be a low number. Again, high is 850, the low is 300. And as it's falling, as it's getting towards that 300, you're going to be like radioactive as far as people loaning you money. But Tom, what has happened over time, this being, again, empirically derived, is that you've had like people in the periphery that insurance companies will use credit reports. I mean, these are institutions that aren't loaning any money at all, but they want to see how you're managing your money, and that's allegedly indicative of how you're managing your life. Employers, of course, lenders, apartment complexes, equipment renters, many of those are saying, well, look, I'm going to pull a bureau on you. I know I'm not lending you money, but I want to see what you have been doing from a financial standpoint. And that may determine if you're going to get the rental car. That may determine if you're going to get a job. So the people, when I do it, I'm still teaching my class at UNO. I tell my students, I know y'all are focused on your grades because you're in an academic environment, but don't let your credit fall off the table and look like you dropped a grenade in there. Because you will not get a lot of work. All financial services, brokers, insurance companies, banks, they're going to pull a bureau on you before they're extending you a job offer. So it can't look like a mess when you're going into some of these professions. The answer is going to be no.
Valuable information indeed. Mark, thank you so much. Y'all go to jeffersonfinancial.org, find those calculators. Mark will join us again Monday when we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street, Monday morning markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. 756, quickly to traffic on WWL.